Good afternoon. I am Kate Brodick with the Kate Brodick team, and you are joining us here in the vault with the Kate Brodick team, our new podcast. And today we have a very special guest, Holly Carroll, with the agency Muskoka Selling Agent, to talk about her secrets to success in selling real estate. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited you made the big drive here today from visiting your family from the Easter weekend.
Yes, yes. And before that, from Muskoka.
From Muskoka. Yeah. So from Muskoka to the London area to here. So you've been all over the place.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so we're going to dive right into this. But before we do, why don't you start by telling our audience what made you get into real estate, how long you've been in real estate, a little bit about your journey, and then we'll get into those big secrets of success in selling.
So I'm coming up on my 4 years on real estate, so I haven't been in real estate very long, but I absolutely love it, and I was fortunate enough to explode in my success when I moved to Muskoka. So I started my real estate career actually in the beaches and then downtown Toronto. But when I moved to Muskoka is when I really took off.
Good.
And I think it's because I am more of a small town girl as it is, and I just love living and selling a lifestyle. And Muskoka is a lifestyle.
It is a huge lifestyle. So small town girl with big fashion, though.
Yeah.
Which is actually what caught my attention, because I love a woman who's able to put herself together and feel confident. And that's exactly what I thought of you when I came across your social media.
Well, thank you. I was a model for 17 years internationally, which was great. So I definitely have been around and lived in big cities, but I've never, you know, given up that small town feel. And what I mean by that is just like, I love, you know, being involved in the community.
Yes.
Like, I know you know that. Mm-hmm. I know you're like that.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, another reason why Muskoka really fit for me, because I am involved in the community. I am doing events. I'm throwing events. I'm volunteering with a women's shelter. You know, I like that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get to know people on a more intimate level, I find, in these small town areas. And not just in selling real estate, but it just becomes more of a community. Whereas the beaches in Toronto, tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of people, it's hard to get that intimate relationship, I would find.
It is. It really is. And even downtown Toronto as well, you know, like even with agents too, like it's hard to like, they're always changing, you know, you're not really working with the same people. And I just, we've got like this crew now up there too, where we're all helping each other, even the local businesses, the women businesses, like we're all helping each other. And I love it.
I love that. Yeah. And so now you live in Muskoka.
I do.
You do. And so now it's like full time selling in Muskoka. You've left the Toronto life.
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit about the differences about selling in Toronto versus selling in Muskoka.
Yeah, I mean, I disliked selling in Toronto. It was very, very cutthroat. Now, there's still some cutthroat happening in Muskoka, but you know, I didn't really like showing condos. They all looked the same. Finding the keys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think there was just a little bit more of a hustle and grind and dark cloud for me.
Yeah.
And Muskoka, I absolutely love showing properties. I love driving around. Like, it never gets old. I mean, you've been up there, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
even
it's
driving
beautiful.
Around is beautiful. And I mean, it took me a little bit for everybody to kind of take me seriously in the Muskoka market. And I think a lot of the agents didn't really want like out of town agents coming in.
That's a thing. Why is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Why? Tell me why that's a thing. Like I was pinned as an out of town agent because when I moved from Burlington to Brantford, I kept my 905 number. Well, we don't deal with out of town agents. It's like, I live down the street from you.
Yep. I have lost a deal. And I looked back and we actually had a higher number.
Oh, wow.
It was only by a little bit. So like, I didn't really go to RICO. I mean, I probably could have, but I also didn't want to piss them off even more.
Yeah.
But they saw my number and I made the mistake of not saying I am a local agent
Because I don't want to change my number either. I've had that number forever. People know that number now.
But it's
a Toronto number, you see. Oh. So
that's so funny to me. It's just that mentality of you're treading on my territory. No. But like, whose territory is this really? It's whoever the clients feel comfortable hiring.
Totally.
And if the agent feels comfortable selling, like let it go. Let's just collaborate and do the deals together, right?
But exactly. And it's like what we were saying, like behind the camera. It's like some agents are just like, all they care about is their own market and they're so protective. And it's like, but if we work together, trust me, we're going to get more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
You could come across me again. And this time I could be the listing agent.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Let's keep the claws out. Right.
That's true. That's true.
Funny. Okay. Well, I mean, I love to hear about that because, the success in smaller rural areas, I think we were just talking about this, it's a different market to be selling in Muskoka on waterfront. There is definitely a lot more to learn because you need to know how to sell those kinds of properties, right? I mean, there's a lot more information that needs to be conveyed to the buyer.
Absolutely.
And the information isn't well known. I mean, like we were just saying, I don't sell a lot of waterfront properties. So for me, it's a little bit foreign.
For
you now, it seems like it's that natural pace selling that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you're doing great at it, which is awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
So I think what we're going to do first is we're going to talk about three of the tips you would give to either a new or even an experienced agent on what has brought you success in selling real estate. Then we're going to talk about one thing you would actually avoid doing had you done all over again from the start of your career that you spent way too much time on. And something that we started with Andrew Perry, who was our first guest, is I'm going to give you one tip that he's giving you.
I love it.
Then he's one question that he's asking you, and then you're going to do that for our next guest. And then we're going to end with the book that you wrote, and I'm really excited to read. Thank you for giving me a copy.
Thank you.
If you had to give the three tips to success in selling real estate, let's go one at a time. What would be your first?
So it's omnipresence, integrity, and emotion. So I'll explain those.
Yes.
So I can start with omnipresence. And omnipresence is basically a social platform. So who are you portraying? Right?
That.
And it's not all about real estate and what you're selling. It's actually who you are, right? And we know that. So we know now that social media is kind of your business card. It's kind of your website. Not saying don't have a website, but that's kind of your, you know, your ticket. So I would just be intentional about what you're putting out there. If you have a market, talk about the market that you're in. So Muskoka, I'm selling and living a lifestyle. So I'm talking about, you know, the different things in around Muskoka. I'm giving value. I'm talking about my listing. So when you look at my Instagram, my omnipresence, you know what I'm about.
I love this term. I will be honest. It's the first time I've heard it,
which I love.
It's a great word. And it's everyone is doing this without even knowing it.
Yeah.
And so what would you say then for your omnipresence? What are you trying to convey to your viewership?
Yeah. Well, one, I'm trying to convey myself.
Yeah.
But my true, authentic self. So when people meet me, they already know me. Right? But I also love to show off Muskoka. It's not just because I sell there. I mean, it's a beautiful landscape. It's easy. I love to show emotion. So when I sell a property, I try to convey how it feels to sit on the dock, how it feels to, you know, do s'mores on the campfire. You already feel like you're there, right?
Yeah, you do. I'm actually thinking, I would love this. This sounds fantastic.
So when you look through my Instagram, my omnipresence, you are like, okay, this is kind of a nice ride that we get to go on through her life.
And then people automatically think, Muskoka, Holly. That's right. And actually, funny enough, Andrew Perry said the same thing when he was talking about selling Niagara on the Lake.
Yep.
He was saying, I was everything, Niagara on the Lake and wine. Wine can drink Niagara on the Lake. And so without even knowing, and maybe Andrew does know omnipresence, I'm going to be honest, it's the first time I've heard of it. He was creating that brand for himself that when you thought of Niagara on the Lake, you thought Andrew Perry.
Totally. And I grew into that thought in that brand. So when I first started real estate in Muskoka, I coined myself as the real estate queen of Muskoka, and I grew into the
Love
brand.
That.
You know, like it was easy for me to call myself a queen because of Miss Canada Tourism.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, so it wasn't too much of a stretch, but it's more just like, you know, think of yourself as grand and think of yourself as your title and grow into the brand.
I love that. Yeah. That's right. Think big.
Think big.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so for the newer agents or experienced agents, then what kind of advice would you offer about creating that?
Yep. So I would honestly think about what you like. What do you want to see?
Yeah.
And then think about it like just as easy as that and be yourself. I know we always say that, but be fearlessly authentic.
Yes.
And then, you know, when you go into a showing, what do you like to see? Maybe you're really into art. So that's kind of your thing. Whenever you go through a showing, oh my gosh, look at this art. And then people will start watching your stuff thinking, oh, Kate's going to have some really cool art. I just know it.
I love that.
Because I think a lot of times we post for other agents. And I know that that's still a good thing to do because we're collaborating. But post for other people too. Post for your consumers. Post for your customers. And post for your friends. Like, just get people excited to watch your page, right?
You know what? And I love this because about 3 or 4 years ago, I started doing the 5 a.m. club.
Yep.
And now when I go to conferences and you know, people say, like, what do you know about her social media? 5 a.m. club, outfit of the day.
It's
creating that omnipresence and it creates connection with people.
It does.
It really, and it's brilliant because a lot of people think of branding as colors and fonts. How are my posts going to look? But it should really be you, the brand.
It should be intention. It should all be about attention.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So then your second tip.
My second tip is integrity. So doing what you said you're going to do, being involved in your community, volunteering in your community, just being a good person. It goes so far. And even if you don't realize what that kindness has a ripple effect of, it will. Trust me.
I love that.
So, like, you know, even just open up doors for people. Like, literally, that will help you in everything you do. And people will remember that.
They do. They say they you remember how they make you made them feel, right?
Exactly.
Maybe not necessarily your words. So, with integrity, and I mean, once again, like, we all should be modeling this to begin with. But I love how you brought in the community.
Yes.
Because during COVID, we really got away from that.
We
had to, right? And so, I think people were craving that sense of community, that sense of togetherness from being behind closed doors for so long. So why don't you talk a little bit about some of the things that you do in your community?
Yeah, so I am at any charity event. The good thing about charity events too is it's a mixture of everybody, right? And I'm in the luxury field and there's a lot of great people to meet in luxury.
Yes.
Right? That are there for charity. I also throw my own women's events. Now you don't have to go this far. I just love this and I've gotten to the point where I can. But I show up to all these things. I volunteer at women's shelters. I volunteer at food banks. Even if you volunteered at a food bank for once a month, for an hour, like those people will remember you, you'll feel good, which essentially will give you more energy to be good.
Yes.
And going into the next week, it will give you more energy. It's funny because the people that give actually receive the most.
They do. They do. It's reciprocal, right?
It's reciprocal.
And it creates that feeling of serving others.
Yep.
And I think we got out of that for a long time, right? It's been a very self-serving industry. And I find that the people who give back the most are the ones who receive. Yep. And actually, I just was at the Buzz conference last week and I was moderating a high-level service panel.
Yep.
And one of the panelists is Tanya Meyer. And it's the first time I was able to connect with her. And this girl is so unassuming in that she is so humble.
Aww.
And so kind and so well-spoken, but not splashed on social media. But this woman did 175 deals. Wild. And she's still out in her community.
Dropping off door-to-door stuff.
Handmade stuff. Like, mind blown.
Mind blown.
So I look at people and I think, if you don't have the time to do client appreciation events, volunteering, how can you say that you don't have the time when we have people like yourself, people like Tanya, who are doing it?
Absolutely.
Right?
And I mean, if it is a bit of a stretch for you, start small, but you can do something.
Yes.
Once a week that will help your community.
Yeah.
And trust me, you'll get back. And not to mention, like I said, you'll feel good.
Absolutely.
You really will.
Time block it. Everyone has an hour. Get off Instagram.
I'm actually posting on Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So I love that because it raises the bar for everybody.
Yep.
It really does.
And it really does help the collective. Like, eventually, yes, we just want to help the whole world. And, like, that will help. One act of kindness will actually end up helping.
I agree. And actually, funny enough, today I actually had someone pay for my coffee.
See?
As I was going through that. And I love that.
A real estate agent.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I should have looked, but I was. I don't have my glasses on now. But I'm like, the license plate, can I see? But I loved it. And I've had that done a couple times, and it does brighten your day.
It does.
It really does. So what would you give advice then to, say, newer agents coming into the business? Because it's intimidating, right?
It is.
You want them to show integrity. What can they do to get out into their communities?
Yeah. So I would, I'd figure out what you like. So I'm really attached to dogs, animals.
Yeah. Yep.
So I would just reach out to maybe some animal shelters and see if you can possibly, volunteer. If there's events in your community, you can find out where they are. Yeah. Show up, say hi, make some friends.
Yeah.
That's probably the easiest way.
And it works.
And it works.
And you get to know people and you're getting in front of people,
which
is what I think our industry lost as well, is everything is behind the computer, but
I know
that face-to-face connection is huge.
It's huge, yeah.
So then what would your third tip be?
My third is emotional impact and connection. So this is a little bit of a two-piece. So it's an emotional impact. So like I said about Muskoka, like I create the emotion. And then, of course, connection. So again, when you're meeting somebody, listen to them and find out your similarities rather than your differences. And I think that that's an emotional impact. It's emotional connection.
And you could do that with both clients and other agents.
Totally.
And that's a big one for networking.
That's a big one for networking.
And that's going to be actually getting into Andrew's question later, but okay. I won't do it now. But for that emotional impact, I think one of the biggest things that I love to talk to other agents about, and one of the things I've really dived into in the last, I would say about 5 years, is meeting people like yourself who are influencing the market in a very positive way. And I can honestly say that from your social media that I had an emotional impact having not even met.
Aww.
Right? Because it's that feeling that you're saying, that you're providing, that omnipresence of knowing that what you do, you're very passionate about.
Absolutely.
And so for new agents, I find that that can be intimidating.
Of course.
That could be, I remember being licensed. I mean, it feels like it was eons ago now, but I remember, how do I communicate with other agents? How do I communicate? Like, what can I do to impact? So what would you say for, I speak a lot about new agents because we have this big flood coming in, and I feel like there's no handbook, although we'll get into your selling secrets, which is actually a handbook. How would you tell them to do that? Where do they start with that? Like, would you, like with, not necessarily with clients, but just with your network of agents that you're meeting?
And I totally agree with you. I mean, I started off and was very, scared to be myself.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is you can almost go back and see when I started to become myself and when my business took off. So I think the best way for a new agent is just to listen and to, be a little vulnerable, but really to listen to other people and find your similarities. So when you're talking to other agents, when you're talking to your clients, like, just get to know them on an emotional level.
Yes.
That's easy. That rates back to the simple basics of just connection and emotional connection.
And I love the word vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
That's one of my favorite words in the
same
in the entire universe, because it is something that people try so hard not to do.
I know.
But it allows you to be human to the other person and to be relatable, because at the end of the day, we've all been vulnerable. We've all felt vulnerable.
100%.
But it allows you to be authentic.
Absolutely.
Right?
Vulnerability is a superpower.
It is a superpower, and I love it.
It is. And I think that our mind talks us out of being vulnerable, but every time we're vulnerable, it's like a win.
It's
a huge win for everyone involved.
It is. And I love that. So we have the three that you would suggest your new agents. That's my now word of the day is omnipresence. I love it. Integrity. Yep. Which I think everyone should have a high level of integrity, and then your emotional impact and connection. Yep. And what I love about this is all of these things are character traits.
Yeah, they are.
It's not about necessarily branding yourself, but it's about really being vulnerable in who you are and really
That's
authentic
true.
To yourself. And that really is the key to success in my mind.
It is. And I think that if you don't start that right away, you'll end up being somebody else that the industry wants you to be. And that's the worst thing you can do, because now you're going to have to change it all.
Yeah.
So start off on the right foot and start off as you, even if it takes you longer to convince everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, eventually people just follow suit and they realize that's who you are.
Yep.
So this is actually one of my favorite questions, because I think back to when I started in real estate and the things that I wasted my time on, and I wish I hadn't. And so if you could go back and think about your career as a real estate agent, what is one thing you just wished you hadn't spent that much time on?
Well,
what was not important?
Yeah, I mean, I did think about this question, and I wasted so much time on trying to be somebody else. I really did.
I love that.
I wasted my time trying to be what the corporate world wanted me to be, what people in the industry told me that I should be. And I wasted way too much time on not being me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's
time and money.
Yeah. And also a lot of heartache.
A lot of heartache.
And it really prevents you from accepting who you are.
It does. And like, it was almost like, well, then should I love myself? Because is that not working? And it's just a whole spiral.
And it's hard to keep up.
It's hard to keep up with low eyes.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's exhausting.
It is. It really is.
So just be authentically you. Yeah. I love that message.
Yeah.
So before we get into our questions and tips, okay, I really want to talk about this because I always find this so impressive. One of my agents and also my best friend, Jess Brennan, she always says to me, your next project is going to be a book. And the thought of that sends me into a tailspin, because thought of conducting emails, let alone an entire book. But why don't you tell us a little bit about Selling Secrets You Can't Afford to Miss that you wrote? I'm so impressed by this.
Thank you.
And I am so happy that you brought me a copy. And I promise you that I will read this and I will give it out to my agents.
Well, I will say that you can do it, honestly. It's not as hard as your brain thinks it is, because you haven't done it, so you think you can't do it, right?
Yep.
You just set off a little bit of time a day. I mean, you're in the 5 a.m. club.
Yeah.
Isn't journaling in one of them?
Journaling and affirmations, they certainly are.
So that's already kind of in it. I mean, I think it's a little bit of a pattern trait that you have to add in, but it's not like emails. It's more like a journal, and I made it fun.
I also
had people help me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hybrid publishing. So this particular book is all facts.
Good.
It's for other agents and sellers and your clients. And I just wanted people to know the basics. But the thing is even if I give them the basics, they still need a real estate agent, because it certainly helps, right?
Of course.
And it gives me credibility. I mean, it's helped me get listings. It's helped me get on podcasts.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
It's just a basic, back to basic book.
But I think that's where we need to go.
I know.
Because at the end of the day, that is really the foundation of our business, is understanding those basics and then branching off of them.
Yep.
So how long did it take you to write?
About a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the longest project.
But mind you, like I was telling off camera, I mean, I started writing a different book.
Yes.
And it actually helped me heal and grow and sort of go through the things that I was going through.
I love that.
So, you know, Gabby Bernstein calls it rage on the page.
Oh,
so I had a lot of rage on the pages.
You know what? That's what my affirmations are in the morning. Rage on the page,
right?
That's so cute. I love that. And it probably is a bit of a release for you too.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. It really was. It was an outlet for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine, because I also find reading is an outlet for me.
Right.
Allows your brain to go somewhere else. But then when writing, it would allow your brain to get the things out that you need to get out.
Absolutely. And I think that everything that you're going to read in there, you already know, but it's just nice to hear again.
It's affirming what you already know.
It's affirming what you already know. And I mean, like, success is not reinventing the wheel, right? Yes. It's learning from other people. And I think that also because of COVID and also because of the world we're in, we kind of got away, like you said, from traditional real estate.
Yeah.
So it's a basic, great book for everyone to read. And anyone that's listening gets a free digital copy.
Oh my God, I love that. I was actually just going to ask, if someone were to want a, I will never ever submit to digital copies. I am a paperback. So if someone wanted to purchase this,
yes,
where could they find it?
Yes, they can DM me and I'll give them.
Ah, there we go. So we'll have to do a tag at the end then.
Okay.
So to end this podcast, I have come up with the idea of getting our guest to give a tip to our next guest, not knowing who it is, and then asking a question to the guest, and we're going to give them that answer. So Andrew Perry was our very first guest. He is the Revel head coach of Revel on the Lake and also in Muskoka.
Yes.
So you guys could probably collab a lot.
Love Andrew.
And he said that one of his tips are collaboration and making yourself available to other agents. That's very important in this. How do you feel about that?
I absolutely love that. I am huge on collaboration. I honestly have to thank all of the agents, especially you, and as well as you, for a lot of my success. To be honest with you, like I said before, I want when anyone thinks of Muskoka, they think of me. Yeah. And that was because of a lot of the podcast I did. That's because of the buzz. That's because of all these things that I did. It's because of collaboration. Yeah. It has a lot to do with collaboration.
Well, rising tides lift all ships.
Well, and they do say proximity is power.
Yeah.
So like, why wouldn't I hang out with a bunch of real estate agents if I want to be a big real estate agent?
That's right. That's right. And it's a referral based business.
Yes.
It's a collaborative business. It's about your network being your net worth. Exactly. And so for me, I love that because Andrew's business is primarily on referral,
exactly,
which is fantastic. And then the question he had for you, which I love this question, is during COVID, we had a lot of leads that were online based.
Yes.
And now that COVID is over and we're seeing those online leads dwindle, how are you going to pivot in this market to get these leads with the boots on the ground running?
Yeah. I love this because boots on the ground running is my specialty.
Yeah.
It's shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah.
It's throwing events. It's doing events.
Yeah.
And so I'm so happy that we can do that again.
Yeah.
So that's just, it's just showing up for things, showing up for other people.
Yes.
Again, going back to integrity and connection. So I love that question and I'm happy that we can do that again.
Yeah, I agree with that. So now the tip and question of the day for you. So our next guest is actually being filmed at the end of the month and she will be our May podcast. I'm a big fan. What
Huge
would
fan.
Be the tip
yes.
that you would give her?
So my tip, it's kind of a general tip, really, is don't attach yourself to a project, a transaction, or a deal. Attach yourself to your goal, your end mission, and your purpose.
Oh, I love this.
Right? And I mean, she'll love that too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my question is, would you still do real estate if it wasn't for the money?
Ah.
And if the answer is yes or no, would you change anything?
I love that.
Yeah.
Is it about the passion? Do
Is
you love that?
Yeah.
I love that question because that's a does this inherently fulfill you?
Totally.
Do you love this?
Yeah. And even if, you know, the answer right away would be yes, it's just a nice way to think about it. And it might change the way you might finish off your week. You know?
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, you know what? It's been, I knew I would love having this chat with you.
Thank you.
I really do. And I'm excited that you were able to make the big drive to Norfolk County, Simcoe. And your mom is from?
Delhi,
which is, woo!
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I love that.
I love you.
And so we're so appreciative. So why don't you tell our guests where they can find you?
Yes.
So that way, if they decide they want a hard copy, get a hard copy of the book.
Get a hard copy.
And then you can also follow on social media, just so then that way they connect with you as well.
Absolutely. Instagram is the best way to reach me. It's Holly Ann Carroll.
And that's two N's, no E.
Correct.
Yes. We'll put that up on the screen then
Fair
for
enough.
Them as well to find. So thank you again for joining
thank
us. Thank you for watching and or listening in the vault with the Cape Rodick team. Stay tuned for our next episode with one of my favorite female real estate agents in the GTA that will be filmed at the end of the month and put into May. Once again, thanks for joining and we will see you next time. We'll be right back.